All right, so we have another episode of Inside Out where we're going to focus on partners. Those are companies that work closely with Microsoft. And today we have Coralware's David Higham. Yes?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what your company does.
Well, I've had a long, interesting career, and a lot of that has been spent in or around Microsoft, going back to the late 80s and the early 90s. Having worked on many, many different projects. More recently, my partner and I, Lloyd Spencer, started Coralware back in 2003.
Okay.
And primary focus that we wanted to put into a company was to build into what we saw was a lot of coming automation. So our company is really driven through the desire to automate in all spaces.
Hmm.
And so therefore, we actually do a lot of automation work in or around Microsoft.
Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about automation for
mm-hmm.
the people in the audience. That's a kind of a broad word.
Yes, it is.
So what do you mean?
Well, in fact, when you break it down a little bit, we work with business systems. So there's automation in the sense that workflows and applications now do a lot more thinking and require the user to be able or enable the user to do a lot more productivity, get a lot more productivity and a lot more work done by not having to become schooled on what the application needs for information. The application requests that information from the end user at the appropriate time.
Interesting.
When it comes to our other work in robotics, for instance,
mm-hmm.
we do a lot of automation towards the future where we think robotics is going to serve a lot stronger role both in consumer products and in industry.
Cool.
So it's, and then also we have groups in or around Microsoft that work in our various labs, of which was one's very close by, that automate the deployment of applications and servers to desktops. So it's all about automation.
Excellent. Now let's talk a little bit. I mean, you're a Microsoft partner. Now,
mm-hmm.
I can assume what that means is that you have made a bet on our platform and you rely on our platform to build some of your business upon.
Absolutely.
So what are you using as far as our technologies?
Well, as part of the evolution of services, which is really at the focal point of where we automate, we've looked at the various platforms and worked with many of them, and we're very, very close to the web services, SOA type services-oriented architecture technology, and it's just been getting better and better with the advent of smart clients and various clientware now that can be deployed in a click-once fashion and interact with back-end servers for updates, data, the like. Really, there's a very wonderful, rich development and application environment available on the Windows platform, which we utilize. As they say, in business systems, we utilize it in the lab for deploying applications and servers, and we build robots with Windows.
Nice. So let's talk a little bit about what kind of robots are we talking about here?
Thought you'd never ask. One of the jewels in our crown, both Lloyd Spencer and myself have a relationship with robots going back quite a way. Lloyd from a 4-H club relationship. And mine going back to 1985, 86, when I joined the Seattle Robotics Society.
All right.
Back then, there was about a dozen of us hanging out in a warehouse at the south end of Lake Union, pretending like we were building robots. And over the years, our passion for what has grown up to be a very interesting field now, with the automotive field being heavily invested in robotics, warehouses now with automated forklifts. Virtually every area that we ever thought about has been touched by robotics. So what Lloyd and I put together in terms of a technology plan, strategic implementation idea was we wanted to bridge business systems with mm-hmm. robotics. When you see a robotic system today, it's much like an iceberg. You only see the end effector, what we call the actual robot itself. That's the part above the water. What's below the water is the massive infrastructure of systems that allow that robot to be able to do useful work and report on that work and be able to dynamically change with changing environments.
Hmm.
So you might say, consistent with the direction that we've chosen for CoreWare, is to work on both sides of that equation to have the end effectors smart enough to be able to talk to the business systems that can easily integrate and interface with an automated robotics workforce.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's cool, because I think a lot of people, when they think about robotics, they immediately think of robots, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But you can also think of a computer as a robot.
Absolutely.
In terms of parallelism, in terms of all the things it has to do to keep itself functioning. It doesn't get up and walk around and do your laundry.
No, but the part that actually gets up and walks around needs to receive its knowledge from somewhere.
Exactly.
And that's best kept in a computer system. So the part that moves around, it's on wheels or it has an arm and it's doing work. But the part that's doing the majority of the data storage thinking and that such is probably in a rack.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool.
Yeah. So we've done a lot of interesting work over the last couple of years, in particular following that vein. Some of the projects have taken us into some very interesting corners in Microsoft.
What are some of these corners?
Well, a few years back, we got involved with Microsoft Research, and we're trying to pioneer this idea. What if you could write a robotics application using any of the standard languages like VB or C-sharp or anything like that? You could write it in Visual Studio, and you could host it onto any number of robotic platforms, so it's like a write once, use many. So it had already been done in business, so we wanted to see that applied to robotics. And what was missing was those rich libraries that would sit on the robotic platforms that would understand the logic being programmed in from the application side. So we worked with Microsoft Research, and lo and behold, we had uniform thinking on, boy, this is exactly where it needs to go. So over the years, we've worked with Microsoft, and today we are a strong proponent of the Microsoft Robotics Studio. We've utilized it in our current shipping robot, CoreRobot.
Nice.
It's being used at Georgia Tech in robotics training courses.
All right.
We have references or reference implementations with the defense community. We've taken it and had interest in industry as well. So it's an idea whose time is here, and it is in practice now part of our daily work, and that's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. And it's really nice to see the CCR spreading out everywhere, which is the engine inside of that puppy.
Yeah.
That handles all the concurrency.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned you've been a partner with Microsoft for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen, you know, the ups and downs along the way of being a partner with a company that innovates rapidly and is quite large. Talk a little bit about your experience with Microsoft over the years.
Well, in the very beginning, Microsoft was actually solely focused on developing Windows desktops and a little bit into applications as far as Office went. And I had an opportunity to work in the Microsoft Future Home, where we got to build out what the future would look like. The interesting part is that future is now. It's become widespread in the fact that we have mobile devices that interact with our, that have email and messaging on it. We have got basically tied Windows type operations and platforms into every aspect of our life. It's in our car, it's in our homes, it's out of business. And working with Microsoft over the years, it's actually been a lot of fun to see Microsoft move into these other areas and to develop that synergy between what they already are doing and the areas they're launching into. So it's been an interesting time, and I got to say that along the way, some of the bumps get absorbed by some of the neat features that come out. So, you know, it's not always been the most reliable work to build the future, but it is fully rich with excitement and features. So it's, I'd say a bit like faking it in the beginning and filling in towards now.
Interesting. And so what's your perspective on where we're heading as a company?
Well, One of the things that CoreWare spends a lot of time with is working in the Microsoft release services and release products area. And that area has been growing very rapidly. And as part of that automation evolution, Microsoft has done a lot more to consolidate all of the individual steps that it takes to release a product or a service to a series of tools that interact with each other. And it's those tools that we've gone into and experienced and helped form and become practitioners of that I see Microsoft being able to rapidly deploy products that are very contemporary and actually are even somewhat forward-looking. So I think the road ahead looks very exciting because Microsoft itself has introduced its own technology into itself and permitted itself to dream a little bit, be able to see the future and get there.
Cool. And, you know, I'm going to be interviewing Bill Gates soon on his on the Bill Gates The Exit interview.
Okay.
I hope to have that on Channel 9. What's your perspective on Bill leaving the company as a you know, important partner?
Yeah.
As a longtime friend.
Well, that's a really interesting point because back in the early days, I had opportunities to work with Bill in the Microsoft Future Home and in the advanced commercial technology area back in the early 90s. And he was a passionate individual towards accomplishing great things. And there was always an air of, well, what do you think Bill will think about this? So there was always driven with a focus of, what do you think Bill will say? So, you know, there was really direction associated with Bill. Even when he wasn't there, it was always about, you know, what do you think he'll say? In this last year or so, I got a chance to work with the innovation portal introduced here at Microsoft, the Idea Agency. And once again, this was tied back to Bill and his Think Week exercises. And so I dare say we're trying to automate Billisms into the company, but that's exactly where I think we're headed. So he's given the company great focus, great passion. And I think that with Bill finally stepping aside, we'll never be completely void of looking around and seeing Bill's impact on the company.
Absolutely. So one last question. Tell me a little bit about your experience at the Microsoft Partner Solutions Center.
Yes, yes. It's a very resource, wonderful resourced area where products and solution showcases exist. It's a unique opportunity to be able to see all of the work collected around campus in an actual working environment, with an opportunity to ask the experts how it came to be, how to get the most usefulness out of it. It's so often we get buried in building individual pieces. It's so difficult to see the summation of those pieces working in a grand scheme. And through the Microsoft Partner Solutions Center, you can witness, you can actually get your hands on and touch that technology. So it's very exciting.
Very cool. Well, hey, it's great to meet you and talk
to you.
Thank you,
Charles.
You guys do great things.
Thank you.
And good luck in the future.
Thank you.